This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Term, I know we've all heard it. Camel's nose under the tent flap. And boy, communist China isn't under the tent flap, it is inside the tent. But then you pull back, and it's a little worse than that. It's the straw that broke the camel's back. If you go to today's show headline at Infowars.com, it basically says, going from memory here, Americans awaken. The people awaken. There it is. The people awaken to the communist Chinese takeover, and the globalists are scared. So that's what the whole show was really supposed to be about, but I went off into endocrine disruptors and how they're sterilizing us, which is just as important. That's the slow kill. But how about a hot kill? China state media says country must prepare for nuclear war with the U.S. after Biden asked for COVID probe. Because if China launched that on purpose, that's an act of war. And China says, fine, let's go on to war. And they've had high-level generals and high-level professors just in the last 2 weeks say, yeah, we want a bio war with you. What are you going to do? I mean, because they control our media, they control academia. The average leftist thinks hating America's cool. They think sitting around on their ass watching Netflix for the last year or whatever was fun. And so they really think they're on the Chinese communist team, even though they're just schmuck, useful idiots, as Lenin would call them. And so that's where we are. And China is putting troops in the Caribbean. They've got patrol ships off the Atlantic seaboard. And they're announcing how they're going to crush us and how they're going to kill us. And we went to war with them in the Korean War. And the head general at that time, MacArthur, tried to stop them with nuclear weapons and take out the Chinese communists. But the president, Harry Truman, at the time, had been part of the CIA system. He supported it until then. Later, he didn't. Taking over China, and they relieved MacArthur of his command. So that communist Chinese nightmare was put there by the globalists, put there by British intelligence, put there by the CIA, put there to be a management team they could work with so they could enslave the Chinese people. But I wouldn't mind, China being a dominant country in the world with its people and hard work and everything, if it wasn't communist and wasn't anti-human and anti-God. But instead, you got 1,500,000,000 slaves, you got 1,000,000 Communist Party members in China that rule over those people. And they're above the law. And they now are preparing for war with the United States. So this is just absolutely insane. This is a short segment. When I come back, I'm going to read you this, and I'm going to tie it together with the other big article by Kellen McGreen. It's also, even in the Associated Press having a report, exposed China paid American media outlets millions to publish propaganda. They would tell them what to publish. Remember, during the campaign, they attack Trump. They attack me. And you would see the same talking point. I would go check Twitter just for, the interest of it. There'd be like suddenly 300 articles attacking me with some insane lie. And I would go on air and I'd say, that's Chinese communist right there. I'd be watching a movie. And it would all be how China rules the earth and America's bad and be a major Hollywood movie. And I'd say, oh, let me guess, a Chinese-owned company owns the production house. I'd search the name at the credits. Boom. It'd be right there. And this has happened thousands of times, thousands. I mean, I remember, like, I got sent a thing like, hey, this episode of Good Doctor, I think it's on ABC News, ABC, has a character based on you who's an idiot and sells poison supplements. And I looked at the end, I said, who produced that? And it was Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Right there in the credits was a subgroup of their foundation. I mean, they a whole TV show with millions of dollars of budget, all just to attack me. That's how Bill Gates was. And I love that. That's good. It means I'm exposing them. It means I'm doing my job. I'm over the target. All right, we'll be right back on the other side to plunge into the biggest news ever. Stay with us.
InfoWars delivers. We have proven ourselves to be the tip of the spear, that our research is the best out there, period. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say that from long decades of research and fighting hard in the trenches. And I know that without your support, none of this would have been possible. So I thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you to continue to support InfoWars symbiotically with a 360 win by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Through Memorial Day, we have the biggest sale yet of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and our best-selling product, our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, has been sold out for almost 7 months. It's back in stock, 40% off. It's the best thing you can do for your immune system, for your cells. It is the Rolls Royce, the Bentley, the Ferrari, the Lamborghini of supplements at the lowest price you're going to find with these ingredients. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of other items are back in stock as well. So check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com today. DNA Force Plus, back in stock.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Sidelines in their life, thinking they're not in the danger zone. In my experience, people in the danger zone are those on the sidelines. Being born is a condition that leads to death. You could say that life is a disease that ends in death, but really it's a gift that ends in transcendence. But we are all in the danger zone now. So let me as succinctly and calmly as I can explain what's currently happening that sends large chills up and down my spine and makes my skin crawl. There was a project of the British Empire that was collapsing at the end of World War II to merge with the United States. The project had already been begun in earnest in 1922 with the establishment of the Council on Foreign Relations and a Cecil Rhodes plan for private corporate world government, where the nation states collapse into a world government. Communist China at the end of World War II had a chance to have a nationalist government in that would have built them up and industrialized them and been freer. The CIA, newly minted in 1947 by British intelligence founded the CIA with Yale Skull and Bones members who were also Anglophiles. They set up, and basically royalists, they set up what is now currently the world order. They put Mao Zedong into power in 49. They betrayed Chiang Kai-shek and the nationalists and made them evacuate to Hong Kong, and then, of course, some of them to Taiwan. Mao was put in power. They killed over 100 million of their own people. They carried out eugenics operations. They carried out every horrible thing you can imagine. David Rockefeller oversaw it with Mao, praised Mao, and helped set up his system. Wrote New York Times editorials about it all. Then by the 70s, they publicly opened up China and made public the deal that had always been there. There had been a fight between the two groups in the Korean War, but again, they'd gotten back together after that. MacArthur was stopped from defeating the communist Chinese at the end of the Korean War, and the armistice was signed, the ceasefire that's still ongoing to this day. So, fast forward to the middle of Obama. The Chinese communists had so infiltrated things that even Goldman Sachs decided to just go with the Chinese model now. The CFR praised the Chinese century. The only agreement was China would not expand its military outside the South China Sea in its direct area and would control rare earth minerals and control world manufacturing, but they would divide the power by a NATO-UN army controlling a diminished U.S., as the world police force, with a contribution of Chinese troops making up about half of the UN force, but not commanded by Chinese troops, by Chinese generals. About 9 years ago, halfway into Obama's term, that it was clear the Chinese totally double-crossed the whole world government plan. It was supposed to bring peace and all this, but it never was. These guys always double-cross. Go back to World War II, World War I, it always happens. Hitler and Stalin had a deal, and then that, of course, broke up a few years into the war with Operation Barbarossa. Because Hitler knew Stalin was planning a sneak attack, but that's another report. And so now there's no honor amongst these thieves. The globalists have been exploiting China, using it to dominate the whole planet economically. China agreed in the 70s to a one-child policy of eugenics to depopulate if they were given this dominance position. Starting again 9 years ago, they say we're getting rid of the one-child policy. They fully get rid of it 5 years ago. Then they start announcing we just need to have more Chinese and totally dominate. If we all just have two kids, we'll dominate the world. The rest of the world is in declining population numbers. The average Western country has 1.4 replacement for every two adults, which is a collapse level. China then officially last week announced three children and incentives to have three children. Russia also has incentives to even have one or two. So they're getting off the eugenics death cult. They're saying no to the carbon taxes. They're not going along with the New World Order. They want it for themselves and their own brand of New World Order. They don't allow gay advertising. They execute you in China. I'm not saying I agree with that, but that the left loves China, remember, but they, you know, hate Alex Jones. Okay. So the Chinese are aware of this. They've decided, like the Russians, to not commit suicide. And so they're getting off the plantation. They're still run by a dictator. It's still a terrible situation. And so Bill Gates and Fauci, because of Trump and the nationalism and Bolsonaro and others, came to them and said, listen, we know how to get them in line. We have Operation Lockstep. Event 201 is ready to launch it. Crimson Contagion. Here's the battle plan for a three-year plan to bring in world government with China as the model, with our corporations at the head of it. We're ready to double-cross everybody. We are in with you. And then later Gates said that in the news. I'm with China. Fauci said China's great. America's bad. You know, America should never reopen. I mean, they showed their China file. They made their move. They jumped too quick. Or maybe they're going to win. We're in the middle of it now. This is everything you're hearing right now. This is it, folks. This is the enchilada, the big one. And so they already had a bunch of these viruses cooked up that they owned, they controlled, that would kill a bunch of old people and kill folks that were didn't have high levels of vitamins and minerals. It would create a bunch of fear. And then they could control it because they ran the NIH, they ran the WHO, the Chinese were involved. They had this no man's land multinational lab with all this level 4 weapons development that was illegal in the U.S. and other areas going on, but so the Chinese wouldn't get nuked. They made a deal, and they said, okay, you run it, Fauci runs it, Bill Gates runs it. We'll have the military there overseeing it, but it's your project, so you can't release it, double-cross us, and then go to war with us because they're not stupid. They can see the 3D chess. Meanwhile, Trump's canceling all this level 4 bioweapon stuff and having it moved out of the U.S. to his credit, saying, no. You're making bioweapons. You're not finding cures. You're making new ones and finding the cure to that. So in December of last year, they launched the attack. They released it to their own population. You say, why would you target your own population? Whoever the guy was that replaced Mao Zedong, I forget his name, he famously said, we're the only country in the world that would benefit from a nuclear war. Remember, they thought they had too many people for a while. They went to a one-child policy. So they released it, used their own people to incubate it. Do it while there's some U.S. troops in town. They have plausible deniability to blame them for a military drill. Start incubating it around the planet to create fear. Then hype it up. Then pay people to stage passing out and dying to create extra hysteria. Our media keeps us locked down. They never really locked down. They get double and triple the finances. All the jobs move back there. They win the trade war. The Democrats announce we'll never reopen. The EU announces they're never reopening. Canada announces they're never reopening. Australia announces they're never reopening, as I told you they would. They let off for a while, they clamped right back down. But here we've had such a rebellion by the states and others, we're getting a partial reopening. And so when it comes out that Fauci cooked it up at the Chinese lab with Gates, China's saying, don't blame us or we'll have a nuclear war with you, because blaming us is an act of war, and our response would be war with China if they did that. You understand? And so now, because America is saying, we know you did it, and we're getting ready to burn Fauci and burn Gates, and there are better patriots now moving in and understanding that that it's either that or the end of America and total globalist domination and a new dark age and siege where we never reopen. We have a total societal collapse with Arab race wars in Europe and the UK, and then black-on-white race war here as the cover screen for our total collapse, and then a new Marshall Plan with UN troops here taking all the guns. A lot of the globalists believe they can win the war. A lot of other smarter ones know there'll be a civil war. They'll probably lose, with a lot of war games showing patriots retake the United States and then launch a real war against them. So that's really what's going on right now. It's like a Mexican standoff, and it couldn't be more dangerous. So when you see the communist Chinese come out in their official publication and say, if you investigate the lab, we're going to nuke you. That's what they said today. And China paid American media outlets millions to publish propaganda. We're going to list those groups for you when we come back, who the traitors are. So think about that. That's where we are on June 2nd, 2021, less than halfway into this incredible year. So, wow. And then all the idiot leftists that signed on to China and America hating and losing their own jobs and being schmucks, just thank God you're not a useful idiot leftist, glow-in-the-dark, pink-haired moron idiot who's been sterilized. I mean, my God, these are idiot victims.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Deep-seated elitism of Joe Biden. It's beyond racism. It's about control and playing groups off against each other so they never come together. So that's coming up. Extremely powerful information. Believe me, you want to hear this next segment with the info we have, the video of Judge John Brown, who witnessed what I've read about in speeches and what has been admitted to even in mainline journals that Joe Biden would say about black people in public speeches. So wait till you hear this from an eyewitness, and then we have the documentation to prove it all next segment. All right, getting back to where we were. I just spent 10-minute segment kind of going over a lot of the details from the beginning to the end as fast as I could. I'll tell you where we are currently. You have these China files, these globalist pro-China people like Fauci and Gates, because they're on the payroll. They've moved their main businesses there. Microsoft was the first computer company allowed in China by the party. He basically built their systems. I mean, look this up. This is on record. Apple's Tim Cook was over there 3 years ago and said, we agree with censorship here and worldwide. Cook loves death camps. I mean, actually promotes the fact that they use slave labor. I mean, these are the worst of the worst. But again, he's gay and wears a black turtleneck sweater. So it's like, well, he can't be a death camp operator. I mean, he's gay. I mean, so, they fund Black Lives Matter. They're good guys. It's all the cover for what they're doing. But here's the deal. You've got kind of the Hollywood devil worshiper pedophile type that just wants to destroy America and deface it because it's Christian. There's that group. Then you've got the mad scientists that want to play God and take over the world. And that's the Bill Gates group that's also, into kids and all the rest of it because it's all the same thing, but the different varieties. Then you got the soulless evil Chi-Coms that want total power and control and are also into every form of degeneracy you can imagine. You got them. You got the Russian strongmen in their own system. You got the Anglo-American Empire that came out of the UK, the skeleton of the Imperial World Government, the sun never set on the British Empire, that formed the nexus or the matrix, the skeletal structure of this world government. But the world government just forms an AI global control grid that then these power factions battle over control of. And everything Gates does with the pink sweaters and the ice cream cones is, again, they're covered and look non-threatening. Oh, we're here with a deadly vaccine for you. We're here with a deadly vaccine for you. It's in an ice cream truck. You see, oh, how does a pedophile get you in the car? Oh, I have a puppy. I have a puppy. Get in the car. So that's their whole program. But there's not just evil people in the world. And it's coming out. And scientists, here's the key, are blowing the whistle and leaking the emails, as I told you a few weeks ago, that exposed that Fauci ordered gain of function. Because people are scared. They don't want to go to prison. And so that's why it's all over the news today that everything we told you a year and a half ago is true. Because we knew back then. But we knew how they controlled people. We know their methodology. So we don't just know the documentation. That's the skeleton again. We know the flesh and the skin of it because we know how they run these operations. They have the drill. of the exact same thing happening at the exact same time, so they got caught. They'd say it was a drill. They did it in a third-party country so that it couldn't be blamed on any nation, so the UN could oversee it. Because it's an act of globalist war against humanity. You've got to have it be a countryless thing, or it'll start a real war. The war is against the people, not against the countries that are just the skeletal, again, organs of the world government. And so that's where we are right now, and it's either we never reopen, like Canada and Australia and others, or we get control and do reopen, and Fauci and them are punished, then the communist Chinese threaten war. Again, China state media says, country must prepare for nuclear war with U.S. after Biden asks for COVID probe. We must be prepared for an intense showdown between China and the U.S., they wrote. The number of China nuclear warheads must reach the quality that makes U.S. elites, remember our media tells us there's no such thing as elites, that makes U.S. elites shiver should they entertain the idea of engaging in a military confrontation with China. Rapidly increase the number of commissioned nuclear warheads, DF, F-18s, intercontinental ballistic missiles, and strategic missiles that have long-range capabilities that Bill Clinton gave them back in the mid-1990s. And it goes on. So, see, that's what's happening. Now let's move on to the treason right here. Exposed. China paid American media outlets millions to publish propaganda. Kellen McBreen, Infowars.com. It links to Justice Department documents. Time Magazine, Los Angeles Times, Chicago Tribune, Foreign Policy Magazine are all currently receiving money from the Chinese government. For example, $700,000 in advertising campaign paid by the China Daily, run by the government, that just said Nukas, I just read from them, published 75 online articles for the outlet in the last year. That's $700,000 for one outlet. It turns out they pay hundreds and hundreds of outlets, including CNN. And it's increased its spending in one publication now to over $1 million. That's just the tip of the iceberg, and the media groups won't even admit where they're getting the money. Now let's move on to this. What did I say a few days ago when this broke? This is them letting us know we've got real bioweapons that kill a lot more than that COVID. COVID was a shot across the bow to lock us down, to train us, to make China dominant, to make sure we don't reopen. But then once you learn to stay locked down, then the globalists are comfortable. Hey, they're going to stay in their houses while we kill them. Release the next weapon. The next one kills even more. You get locked down even longer, then the next one, and then finally you just get used to being killed one at a time until there's nobody left. That's why fish and stuff get in big, and sheep get in big groups, hoping that, oh, there's safety, because they don't get gotten that one time, somebody else gets drug out. But statistically, they're just as likely to be eaten. China reports first human cases of H1N3 bird flu. Reuters, so they can scare us with that, and whether it's real or not, use it to lock us down, because we're a bunch of chicken littles that want to, you know, drink soy and become sterilized and, you know, watch Rachel Maddow. So that's the situation we're in. That's where we are right now, and it's really, really important that everybody be cognizant of those facts. I'm going to go to break and show the other side of the pincer attack. COVID locks us down. Race war locks us down. We're going to cover that coming up next segment. First, InfoWarsPhone.com. InfoWarsPhone.com. You want to go to InfoWarsPhone.com. They have an incredible deal on the highest quality sat phone, handheld with a little antenna that flips up that works anywhere outside. They have antennas that will work in your house or car as well. You get a free phone at InfoWarsPhone.com. Free phone, InfoWarsPhone.com, when you sign up for a 1 year for the minutes. All calls to you are free from cell phones, any phone. Other sat phones, they all work. Those are free. It's just calling out that cost, and that's $99 a month for 150 minutes. You can always buy more minutes. It's a great system, one of the best deals out there, and they're a big sponsor. InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020, 941-955-1020, InfoWarsPhone.com. And they, are, again, are a great sponsor. Check them out. Oh, and they can't track you with these as well, with the contact track.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No. It's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off, or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in, or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality is back in stock, 50% off. The Prostaguard is back, 40% off. The Alpha Power is back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, take it out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or Vaso Beats, back 50% off. No, it's dead. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping storewide. Double Patriot points, free shipping storewide on top of the huge sales.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, so multinational corporations have basically taken over the world. There's a few places they don't have full control of. That's the U.S., Russia, Brazil. And they are trying to destabilize and collapse those countries so they get full control. Now, the globalists don't have full control of Mexico, so they're doing the same thing there. They're pretty far along in that process. But the biggest way, and this is even the WikiLeaks, Hillary Clinton talking to top psychology professors, the biggest way they want to take control of us domestically is racial division. They also divide the sexes, they divide the regions, they divide people on sexual proclivity or preference. And it's always divide, divide, divide. And big tech puts people in their own little algorithms where they only feed you information that you basically agree with. That's the systems of control that they're pushing. And so if you see the hundreds of movies and TV shows about white people being bad and exaggerating massacres or making up massacres that happened 150 years ago or 100 years ago, that is because we're being taken over by a foreign multinational system that's enslaving us, and it wants us, again, distracted from that process. And they admit that's the plan. And the communist Chinese are funding it. But they were taught how to do that by the Hollywood groups who are experts at dividing. Read the New York Times, they have articles saying, do not have children if you're white. Whites are inherently bad people. And universities are saying, hey, the gym's not open for white people. Classic discrimination. Biden saying, oh, we're only going to give aid to black people. That's just pandering. It's not for black people. It's about him having the power to decide who he gives stuff to. It's bad enough to give everybody something because it makes people lazy and it gives more power to the government. And it always turns into what it's becoming now, Venezuela. And so we're going at light speed towards Venezuela. We're going light speed towards Weimar Republic, collapse the currency. And the decision's been made, collapse things so they can take over. We have to expose the globalists are doing this. But Biden came out yesterday with a full CNN push as well, showing income disparities between, you know, black and white net assets. Of course, they didn't tell you it's because most of the billionaires are rich white guys. They average that together in the average white family to make it look like the whites have all this money. And as if because there's a white person might have more money than a black person, that's inherently bad. But they don't even show you Asians in the pie, that's even bigger. Or how about if CNN showed the average net income of a Jewish family, which is one of the highest in the world? And again, I'm not stealing against Jews. I'm saying nothing against white people or black people. If we're going to show white people in a pie, let's break it up to the billionaires, how 80% of that is the billionaires, because there are a bunch of white billionaires. And then let's divide it out to show the Asians. That'll be even bigger than the. And then let's show, because the government has all this from the census, let's show the Jewish income. Because if having more money than somebody says you're bad, well, then if we show how much the Jews have, that'll be in America one of the biggest red circles. The average white family will now be a little bitty red circle. If you take the billionaires out and the other rich groups, it'll be just poor like the black folks on average. See, only white people have a disparaging, a separate income. That's how this evil psychology works. Well, I'm going to play this clip of Biden talking about this, and then I've got the incredible video that we posted to the live feed article on InfoWars. Wow, Judge Joe Brown unloads on racist Joe Biden and corrupt witch Kamala in an incredible hour-long interview. We're going to play a bunch of it coming up next segment, but here first is Joe Biden.
The homeland today, not ISIS, not Al-Qaeda, white supremacists. That's not me. That's the intelligence community under both Trump and under my administration. 2 weeks ago, I signed into law the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act, which the House had passed and the Senate. My administration will soon lay out our broader strategy to counter domestic terrorism and the violence driven by the most heinous hate crimes and other forms of bigotry. But I'm going to close where I started. To Mother Randall, Mother Fletcher, Mr. Van Ellis.
Wow. By the way, if you're a radio listener, you're lucky. You don't have to look at him. Guys, zoom in on his face. I watched him yesterday while he was live. Because, again, I've got TVs all over the office in the hallway so we can keep track of the enemy transmissions. And I watched him on a big HD TV while I was getting a cup of coffee. And he looks like he's degenerating fast. When you've got dementia, and they get you hopped up on drugs to be able to still talk. He just had his eyes closed. He is just really degenerating. Go ahead and roll it without audio. Go ahead and roll it so we just look at him. I mean, look at that face. He is falling apart fast. And he's got blackheads just all over his face. His nose looks like it's rotting off. He looks like one of those roaches he's talking about. So what's really going on here? This is a desperate communist Chinese agent with Hollywood that hates America being ordered to create division. So he's going to Oklahoma where there was a big race war to hype it up. And he's got all these shows and these movies and these TV shows. There's all these fake hate crimes where they're busting not just Jussie Smollett, as one comic called him, Jussie Smollett, and not just Bubba Wallace, but all these other people that are being told to do this by the corporate media to, again, create division. And the idea that the number one threat in America isn't communist China, isn't all the cancer exploding, isn't all the autism, isn't all the deadly vaccines, isn't being shut down, isn't all the suicide, isn't all the fentanyl. No, it's white people. The number one threat is white people, says an old, weird, crazy dude that got laws passed to give white people less long jail sentences than black people, and who actually said he was a Dixiecrat, and who actually said, you know, that you got to keep blacks in jail, they're super predators. I mean, he's who hung out with Robert Byrd. He's everything the system loves and everything that black people claim they hate, but he's supposedly their president. But they didn't vote for Biden. Triple the number of black men, double the number of black women voted for Trump, and they had their vote and their election stolen, and so did I. And then you've got the black-on-white crime being 10 times higher than white-on-black, and that's the FBI's numbers. But you just heard him say, we have the numbers from the intelligence agencies. You mean the FBI? They gave $100,000 to you for business deals? FBI director free? You mean the FBI that lets you sell us out to China? You mean the attorney general in confirmation testimony, Garland, who was asked about you sold out to foreign countries? And he said it's impossible that you as president would violate your oath. Yeah, right. He's the one selling the country out. He's the one bringing in the smuggled kids. He's the one letting the fentanyl in. He's the one shut down the Keystone Pipeline. He's the one shut down, no doubt, the other pipelines. They have the motive. They have the history. He's the one there as the agent to destroy this nation. And it's so embarrassing to the Chinese that they're able to dominate us like this, they won't even talk to him or the Secretary of Defense. They're just like, we know you're being spied on. We know your government, that what's left, knows you're a Chinese agent. They won't even talk to Biden, because they know war is coming. I mean, this is a mess. And then millions of illegals show up in Biden church because he said immediately surge the border. What a time to be alive. Put the FBI statistics back up there, folks. There's less than 20 black men killed a year by the police that are questionable circumstances. Less than 100 total. And I'm not saying that's a good thing. I care about everybody. I wish George Floyd wouldn't have become a drug addict and wouldn't have been out there. I wish that none of this would have happened. My God, all of us have struggled with something in our lives. I've never with drugs, but I've done it with alcohol. I don't judge George Floyd. He looks like he's in hell when he's in the back of that police car and having a panic attack on meth and fentanyl. That's way worse than heroin. But the point is, the globalists don't care about him. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They want power and control. And Judge Brown knocks it out of the park. So I'm going to play a lot of it when we start the next segment. Hey, all of us are being hit with gender-bending chemicals, endocrine disruptors in the water by design and in the food. Stop eating soy products. Stop eating stuff with plastic linings. But ladies and gentlemen, we have the new three shirts that are awesome. Save the Frogs, InfoWars.com shirt. Great way to get people talking about the endocrine disruptors. Great way to spread the word and support InfoWars. Got a little thing on the front, big symbol on the back. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to be a bestseller. Thanks for your support. Stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
States is under globalist attack. The largest meat packer in the United States has been shut down for days, unable to run its facilities. We saw the Colonial Pipeline shut down for close to a week, exploding gas prices. We see Biden announcing that states can shut down pipelines, even if the feds can't, via treaty with Canada. Canada doesn't want the pipeline shut down, but Biden's giving the dictator governor the power to do that. Totally unconstitutional. And now this is breaking. Mass Steamship Authority in Massachusetts hit by ransomware attack. Ferries delayed. Why are we all going on these digital systems when they mess things up? Why are we getting humans out of the process? Why are we going all to AI and all centralized systems when it cripples us? I mean, this isn't just an episode of Battlestar Galactica where you learn you shouldn't do that. This is the real world. But no, that's not the number one threat, is ransomware or communist China threatening nuclear war. The number one threat, you heard him in a speech yesterday, is the epidemic of white supremacy killing black people. And he's got to go back 100 years to find a big example of it. Wow. Doesn't want to go to Chicago, though, 4,000 blacks, shooting roughly 4,000 blacks. No. Meanwhile, what is Joe Biden really up to? Because you talk about chutzpah. You talk about bravado. You talk about arrogance. You talk about turning the whole thing around and gaslighting. There's a very powerful interview at InfoWars.com that I suggest you share with everybody you know. You're going to share one thing, it's this. And I've got it reposted in the live show feed, under the live show feed, a link to this right now at InfoWars.com. Wow. Judge Joe Brown unloads on racist Joe Biden and corrupt witch Kamala. And again, everything he says, I've reverse engineered. I found quotes and other witnesses. Everything he says is true. Listen carefully, because this guy is telling you 100% truth about Kamala, about Joe Biden, about it all. Here he is talking about what the left thought was the last Dixiecrat, the last real KKK racist. I know folks that knew Biden up in Maine. Word is he's actually in the KKK. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, I don't particularly like Trump, but I'm not against him. I did not vote for that damn fool that they had running against him, that racist dog that I heard the first time in 1972 when I was doing an intern thing at a D.C. think tank, when he was out there with James O. Eastland, John B. Stennis, Faubus came in from Arkansas. That's the fool who said they'd never integrate the Little Rock High School. They had Wallace there, who was wheeled in, and they had Byrd, former Grand Dragon of the Klan, and they were talking about this young man who had a stupid-looking ducktail like he was back in the 1950s, was the last true yellow dog Dixiecrat. And they were talking about Joe Biden, who got up there, and when the speech he gave, I mean, I was really offended. I heard it right outside the state capitol building in Dover, which was a rundown, ransacked old house, 250 years old. And he said, Negro children are like roaches. If they're allowed to integrate the schools, they will infest them, and they will never be gotten out. Negro.
Who said that? Joe Biden said that?
Yeah. I heard it. Saw him. He said Negroes were animals, and they turned the streets into jungles. And he and Senator Eastland had a plan where they could put all of these Negro animals in zoos. Now, we talk about the 94 crime bill. That wasn't shit. The 91 was bad. The
97
was really bad. The 81 was the one where one rock got you 5 years, which, due to some other stuff Biden and Stennis and Eastland did, it wasn't 5 years with parole. They abolished federal parole. So you get 5 years, you get 60 months, and you get released with all good and honor time at 56 months from federal custody. And then there was, that was the 81, when then there was the 79 and the 77. So let's give blame where blame is due. That bastard has been a racist dog, and he used to talk about he understood the Negro because he was raised in Delaware. And he said Delaware was a proud slave-owning state that basically copped out by not going with the South during the rebellion, as it should have, because they were too close to D.C. to not be intimidated. So I listened to this racist dog. I kept up with him because I was practicing criminal law, and federal criminal trials became almost a lynch thing because of what is allowed. By the way, if you ever get interrogated by the feds, never say, I don't know what happened. I don't know anything about it. Because you will get convicted on one count of an indictment saying, making a knowingly false statement to a federal investigator. You know why? Because they tell you what you're there for, so you know what you're there for. So when you say, I don't know nothing about it, you did because they told you. With the feds, you say, I have nothing to say, or I refuse to make a statement. I want a lawyer. But if you're talking with the state, you say, I don't know what the you talking about. You know. But with the feds, watch what you say. Because in a federal system, thanks to Biden, Stennis, Eastland, and some other of these yellow dog Dixiecrat races, what happens is they've set it up so you get tried by ambush if it is a criminal case. And if you're absolutely innocent, you don't know about what happened. Eastland and Stennis and Biden set something else up where they deliberately set the rules so that a prosecutor could knowingly go, well, not knowing, but know that he had no case that could get an conviction, but deliberately go after you for the purpose of bankrupting you so your ability to operate is destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's one of the bad things that bastard did. And then you got Kumkwinla Imhoff in there. You know who Imhoff is?
No.
Yes, you do.
Who?
Mrs. Imhoff, Vice President of the United States, who goes by her maiden name.
Miss Kamala?
Kamala Harris. She's got two Jewish children she adopted. She married a Jewish husband who's got a
interesting I'm scared to talk about Kamala Harris. I'll let you have that one.
She's a witch, and she is a corrupt witch. She's been corrupt her whole life, and she f***ed her way to the top.
Oh, Lord.
They used to detail this witch in the L.A. Times with her sexual escapades. She damn near everybody trying to get up. She used to be a frat hoe when she was at Howard. And she ain't black.
You know, I ain't got to do with this, Miss Harris.
I
don't know. I'm just listening.
Well, here's the thing. I actually met her father in Jamaica. I was the guest set at the governor general's table, and he was a professor.
Okay.
And he represents as a Hindu Brahmin. He admittedly has some Irish in him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The person that Kamala Harris is saying is her black great-grandmother is, in fact, according to Daddy, in an article he wrote, which has now been cleaned up on the online edition of that magazine, was a Hindu house servant, not a black woman. So her mother is listed on her birth certificate as Caucasian, even though she's dark. But see, she's a Hindu Brahmin, Tamil caste. Now,
all right, listen, I don't have time to get to all of it because we got the Hodge twins coming on, but it gets even better, and he gets into how she basically thinks she's an Aryan, which rules over black people, and that comes out of India, and that's why, and Indians don't think that, but she thinks that. And that she was brought up basically thinking you're supposed to rule over people like in Jamaica. She's none of her. She's not African at all. It's all another big giant hoax. And it's just par for the course, ladies and gentlemen, of the total fraud. And then he gets into how she was a sex operative and how she had sex with everybody to get to where she was. Not just Willie Brown and those even articles in the LA Times about all the weird stuff she did. So, you know, there she is. Nothing wrong with her being Indian. Her mom looks like Bugs Bunny. That's kind of cool. But we're going to come back and cover all that next hour, ladies and gentlemen. But this is just the total fraud that is Kamala Harris. I mean, this woman is fake as it gets, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, that's it for this hour. Wow, China threatening war with us and more. Hope we're still here next week. Please support the broadcast. I appreciate all your support. We got great products, and the time to try them is now, like DNA Force Plus, 40% off, back in stock for being sold out for 7 months. And we got store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, extended to Sunday, but it's going to end then. And we got the new Save the Frogs t-shirts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.